New York hip hop was destroyed single-handedly by ego.
So I can work with anybody because I know who I am. And the people around me know who I am because I don't get into a situation that has to question that. What is the true reason for the death of a brand, right? What is the true reason? I'm going really dramatic with this one, right? What is the true reason of the death of, and we kind of alluded to it to the after show of just kind of maybe just the death of certain collaborations, but what is like the true death of certain brands and businesses is something that we've covered here a few times, but we got to scream it to the world. And there's a viral video going out right now that Kevin Hart did about ego. Ego is the true death of a brand and a business. And let's just get into that.
No egos. With real success and real fucking moves, the real ones, there's no egos. Because collabs are collabs that don't question where I stand and what I am. There's nothing about the next person that's going to affect or rock my world.
And before we get into conversation, I want to give a quick example, just a quick example of how this applies.
New York hip hop was destroyed single-handedly by ego. The South saw how we f***ed it up, meaning Atlanta, and they clicked up and said, we're not gonna make that mistake. We got Rockefeller, we got Rough Riders, we got the Terror Squad, we got G-Unit, we got Dipset. As soon as it started getting hot and getting a different type of money, everybody start feeling like they that person, they that guy. There's so many kings in New York, even me. Every week, somebody said they was the king. And so that's all ego. It f***ed up your ability to work with each other, to get money with each other, to embrace each other, to come up.
That's so real. I think I even forgot how many hip-hop groups were trending and rocking at one time. You know, when he puts it like that, it's like, wow, there really was a lot. And a lot of people were seeing success from that. But yeah, we might sound like a broken record with this idea or this concept that where we're going, but we have to. And for those of you who are not a part of the after show, just a slight plug, man, go tap into the after show. Cause I think last week's after show, we really dove into this topic as to even some things that you can do to really help yourself avoid running into these challenges or issues. But let me just start off by saying this. You're not a bad person if you have a larger ego, or you have an ego, or you're dealing with an ego, right? We as humans, I think we're born with it, or we naturally adapt it or grow into it just as we develop, because we're not as intentional or conscious about living selflessly. But especially for people of our community and our culture, you have to remember that the essence of it all comes from this idea that there is a set number of things and that there can only be one number one, which is true. I mean, if you think about just how certain things are programmed, there's only one top student award. There's only one highest paid person. There's only one championship team. So, of course, there's this concept of, well, if I'm number one, there's no way you can be number one. And if I let you be number one, then I can no longer be number one. But I think we fail to realize that because especially in a creative space, there are different categories of number one. You could be the top hip hop. Maybe you could be the top rapper, right? There's just different categories or different areas that we can be number one in. This concept of picking your lane or staying true to your, you know, yourself in that sense. So I do have to say, from a ground up or from an inside out approach, it starts with us getting over this idea that there can only be number one, or that if I let you in, that means I can no longer be on top. Right. As opposed to say, no, let's make room. Let's embrace the challenge of figuring out how can two people simultaneously grow. again, for a lot of these challenges that we're trying to solve, and forget your own brand for a moment, forget your own business for a moment, but just think of culturally the challenges that we face as a specific group or group of people. Those challenges are not going to be resolved by just your brand alone or your business alone. It is going to take a collective of people rallying one agenda and finding ways to work together to say, oh, this is how we continue to push the envelope to maybe challenge each other to get better, but not have to compete with one another and eliminate one or the other, and that we never really get to grow and affect a larger group at scale. So yeah, that is that ego, man, that's no joke.
So you know how to look up the word, right? Because I think we as humans put a negative vibe to certain words, right? So I was I looked up the word ego, and I looked up the word pride, right? So ego, very simple, a person's sense of self-esteem or importance, right? Hence why ego could be, you can have a healthy sense of ego, because all it is a sense of self-esteem or self-importance. Keep it that very simple, right? Now, pride is a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements, the achievements of those with whom one is closely associated, or from qualities or possessions that are widely admired, right? So both have a positive situation going on with their meaning. Now, what we do is we OD with certain things, right? And in these examples that we heard, one thing that Kevin Hart said that sticks out to me is like, you're never going to question who you are just because you're collaborating, just because you work with a team. Like, I'm going to get into situations that know my worth, know my value, know what I do, skill-wise, all that great stuff, and there's nothing that is going to compromise that. So I can work with anybody because I know who I am. And the people around me know who I am because I don't get into a situation that has to question that. When money and achievements get in the way of why something is not working anymore, is not because they have too much ego, right? It's all because they have a lack of confidence. I don't think I could beat this person. I don't think I can do this, but now I need to prove it. So my self-esteem and my self-importance can go up, because clearly in this situation, someone's getting more shine, more money, more like accolades. They're getting more. I'm part of it. I'm definitely a part of it. My name gets thrown in here and there, but they're getting more. Like, I want to be in that position, so I'm going to get out. You should be able, within that same position, to still stand out.
Yeah.
It's one or two things. I can still, in the position that I'm in, still stand out in my own lane in this particular position, right? Or I understand the bigger picture, and it's not about a person, it is about a goal. If the goal is met, everybody is winning. It's a selfless situation. What was the reason why we became a team? What was the reason why we became a brand? What was the reason why this all came together? Let's remember that particular reason, and not particularly who's doing it, but why did this come together? This came together for this reason. Okay, stamp it somewhere. Put it somewhere. But because people move off of a sense of lack, right? That's where it gets a little bit disgusting, right? So even a transparent moment, even with myself, there was a situation to where we came together. It was a great part. And I'm not talking about Moose before anybody's like, oh, Moose, you getting transparent about Moose? No. Mm-hmm. Okay. Became into, teamed up, did something. And then when there was a good amount of money that came in, oh, you saw true colors. Oh, yeah. No, I need to get paid more. What? The goal was to do this. The goal was to get this situation and continue to do this for the long run. You're concentrating on the thing right now because you're moving off lack or survival.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, by the way, mic drop, bomb, explosion, gunshots, the whole nine. You absolutely demolished that. I thought that was phenomenal. that was really good. That was really good. I will say this, and just to play like 19 Key says, God's advocate for a moment.
Okay.
The other side of the other side of the, and this is I'm actually coming from this. This happened to me, and I caused it. I was the one to blame. That's probably a better way to say it. I was the one to blame for this. And just a quick note, the truth is a lot of us don't have that type of relationship with ego. Not the way the definition says it. A lot of us look at ego as an alter ego.
Yes.
The way we think of ego, we think of it as an alter ego. We think of it as an act, a shield, some form of superhuman construct that we have to display so that people don't get through our core and hurt us or impact us. So it's always coming from that. And that's where the lack comes from. That's where this idea where I think both you and I spoke about it, we think that there can only be one number one and that everyone poses a threat to our greatness and our success. When in actuality, if you really take it from an inside out approach, there's nothing about the world that's limited. Nothing, nothing. There's not a limited amount of homes. There's not a limited amount of trees. There's not a limited amount of cars. Everything is unlimited, but something about our minds can't conceptualize abundance, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but that definitely is a challenge. The other side of it though, just to speak to the downfall, yes, people will sometimes say they want more money, but the truth is, and this is where I'm saying I went wrong and made this mistake in the past, I stopped carrying my weight. And that's a part that a lot of us, and that's why I say, when you are only building your brand or your business for yourself and you achieve that goal, you don't have the same level of drive that you did when you started.
Right.
You stop moving with the same level of urgency, or you stop making the sacrifices or acquiring or going after the growth that you once were chasing because you got what you wanted. You feel good now. Mm-hmm. So you stop doing what you need to do to continue growing and expanding with the team. So you think that, and by you, I mean I, you think that, man, this person is being selfish. Like, how is he going to come and take a half? Because that's actually what happened. Took a half of the percentage that I had because in their eyes, they were doing more.
Right.
For me, it's kind of that, right? Man, that's selfish. Why would you do that? But then when I look at it, it's like, damn, but you did stop carrying your weight. Mm. You didn't grow and evolve with the growth of the team and what was happening at the time. This is way back too. It's like a funny example, but it was a good story for me to say a lot of this stuff is not etched in stone. And my question to you is, how do we pose, say, a healthy balance, a healthy, challenging or competitive environment where team members don't feel threatened, but they feel, oh, okay, this is where we are next.
Challenge.
Right, right. So no one, because that's what happens. It's I'm growing. I see you don't want to grow. I'm like, whatever. I don't want to deal with that. So you really put someone out or expose them to some of the downfalls that can happen from people breaking up for money or people not wanting to longer work together because they feel the creativity is not being expressed, et cetera, et cetera. We've heard it said in many different ways, but ultimately, another way we could probably say it, it might rub some people the wrong way, is that some parts of the team grew faster than the other.
Yes.
And we have examples of that close to us that show it. That's like, let me just push you away because you're not growing as fast as I am.
Yes.
As opposed to thinking about, we're team members. Let's figure out how we can continue to help you grow so that we really move together.
I think it's always of a reminder of what the big picture is and what is it, not the goal, but what's in it for them? That's it. What's in it for them? And maybe that's only when we're talking about team wise, or collaboration wise, like maybe that's a quarterly thing. Every quarter. I think this is why big corporations do quarterly reviews, kind of just like, hey, this is where you're at. Right. But like here, not even a quarterly review on what they're doing, a quarterly review on why are we doing this together? Why mm-hmm. is it important that we're doing this as a whole, as a unit? And then like, here is our intentions of you being here, right? But did your shift being open to that too? Did your shift? Because as time goes, we already understand certain expectations change. We see certain things, we come into it one way, then we get exposed to what the situation is. And now we're like, wait, hold on. Mm-hmm. And that's normal. That's fine. It just needs to be communicated. Because if it's not communicated, then it starts to become this very ugly ego that we see in all these different groups, these different teams, collaborations. This is where we see the fall of certain things. Like, and in that, in that particular episode of Kevin Hart with the pivot, he even mentioned, name five groups that are still in it. Mm-hmm. Even from a music standpoint of like Rockefeller, like Rough Riders, all this, like it all comes down to money. Like, you know what group throws me off still to this day, right? Shout out to my boo because we were speaking on this not too long ago. Drew Hill. Remember Drew Hill?
I don't know.
You don't remember? You don't listen? Do you listen to R&B? Are you just a rap person?
I do. No, I actually listen to more R&B than rap, believe it or not. But
and you don't know Drew Hill?
Drew Hill. I have to look him up. Oh, come on. You know I had
Egypt.
A weird experience.
I know, so, Egypt. You know, don't make fun of me too bad. I got to remember Egypt. There's a transition period.
Yeah.
I don't know when you started listening. I don't know if you started listening to...
There was a layover.
Right.
There was a layover.
I'm just going to assume that you started listening to R&B under the Chris Brown days. I'm okay with that.
That's right.
He's like, that's right. That actually makes sense.
I ain't even going to hold you. Right.
Yeah, that's not really not R&B, but that's cool. That's great. I know. So Drew Hill was a really famous R&B group growing up, right? And now they're touring, but it's like not even the original members. It's like one group meshed with another group, and now they're calling themselves the most successful group, right?
Wow.
And of course, pride, ego, money, all that hits, and it's like, yo, we see some of these, like, from like brands and music artists and things like that. We've seen such success with them, and maybe it's just a reminder. Like I said, What is the big goal, the big vision, and how are you incorporated in that? Because I think just some people just felt left behind. Mm-hmm, and like, it just isn't necessarily communicated. Look, we want to do this. At this moment, this person is in the front running. But let's talk about your goals, because at the end of the day, if you still meet those goals, it doesn't even matter what's happening. You met those goals. And like, be honest with the goals. Yo, I'm trying to make this. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do this with this particular situation that we're in. Cool, right?